We are here at the Trellis Immersion 19 conference here in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Doug Farrell. Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And how's the conference going for you?
Going very well.
Yeah?
Going very well. Very excited.
Any highlights that stand out for today?
I really enjoyed Tom's speech this morning.
Yep.
I also thought Eric did a fantastic job.
Lots of takeaways in that one.
The equal man.
And how we're all flossom.
Yes. I like that phrase.
I do too.
It kind of caught me off guard. I hadn't heard that before.
Me neither.
It was very good.
I've heard at least a half a dozen people using that already.
Yeah.
I've been walking around and I am kind of overhearing conversations, and I've heard flossom quite a bit.
Well, and so I knew fail fast, but I hadn't heard fail forward. And I thought fail forward was an interesting takeaway on that. You learn from your failures, not just to fail fast.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always believed in failing fast.
Fail correctly.
Yeah, correct. Learn from the failings and move forward as opposed to just failing fast.
Right. And that's kind of what you have to do in today's fast-paced environment.
Correct.
Or else you're going to get left in the dust. You're going to be like, what was it, the Roadrunner and Coyote, you know, Wile E. Coyote?
Yes.
Roadrunner, leave him in a cloud of dust.
Absolutely.
Because he was like, what's going on? So anyway, we digress.
Yes.
Enough Looney Tunes. Let's talk about success of your credit union will rely on the strength of partnerships. And this is what you guys are all about. Because you guys have started up the vendor evaluation services. Actually started up last year, right?
It did.
Yeah.
Actually, it somewhat got born out of Immersion 18 a year ago.
Right.
And had some clients sign up for it. We've done evaluations last year into this year, and it's growing momentum.
I've heard, we've had a few credit unions in here talking about it, and they're just rave reviews. So good job on that.
Thank you.
So give us a quick overview on, because you actually did a breakout session on it, right?
Yes.
So give us a quick overview on what you talked about.
So we had a panel discussion. I had Jen Liu from Georgia Power. I had Jeremy Faust from People First.
Yeah.
And then I also had Jeff Johnson, who works for me on my team.
Okay.
And we talked about, you know, basically what went well, what didn't go well, what are things to look for, what were some of the takeaways they had from the projects they worked on. And their scenarios were different. Jen needed us for more things because the bench strength, she doesn't have that many employees to do as many things. Whereas Jeremy didn't really need an RFP. He wasn't leaving his current vendor, but he wanted help with the evaluation of the pricing and the contract and the terms because they didn't really have expertise in that area. So that's what we helped them with. We didn't help him with an RFP because he wasn't leaving his current provider.
Yeah. That's so cool that you have that range of service, you know, somebody who needs just a little bit and somebody who needs maybe a little bit more.
In fact, it happens almost on a client-by-client basis.
Really?
So they can do, there's probably five or six different stages, and we can do a piece here, a piece there,
the whole thing.
We can even implement it for those.
Oh, wow.
So I'll give you, for instance, someone is evaluating their current vendor. Could be for core processing, could be for payments, and they determine they're going to leave. When they leave, instead of us going like this and saying, okay, we helped you, you chose, you're going to leave this particular processor, good luck. That's not what we do. If they do not have the personnel with the experience or the know-how to do an implementation, a conversion,
right,
we actually have the project management expertise to help them with that.
Right on.
We build the project plan and we make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. So it's from, we can help them with the RFP. If they've already done that, but they want more help with the evaluation, the on-site demos, or maybe it's just the pricing and the contract, we can do different elements along the way.
Very nice.
It doesn't mean you have to leave your current vendor. It's all about choices, knowing who your processors are, but also who your partners are going to be. Because it really is more of a partnership.
Yeah.
It's a culture fit. We're also trying to help match cultures.
That's huge. That's huge in this day and age.
Yes. Not all vendors have the same culture. And different cultures can be certain asset sizes too. Some vendors don't do as well with a smaller asset. Some can't handle the larger asset.
Right.
Knowing how that all plays in there creates a better marriage.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know the industry intimately, which you guys do.
Yes.
So you've been in it for quite a while now. So
I don't want to age myself.
No. Well, I'm talking about not just you, Doug. No,
thanks. Yeah, I'm getting older.
But Trellis, even in his previous life, CSCU, you guys have been around for quite a while, so you know.
And we've been on both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So you know what's going on. So,
yes.
I want to step back a little bit.
Absolutely.
Prior to vendor evaluation services, what was the spark that got it going? Were you guys receiving a lot of requests from credit unions going, hey, you know, we're having trouble with this, we're having trouble with that? It's like, and you're like, there's something here, you know, let's help these people out.
And part of it was, even from board members and advisory committee members, there were firms out there, organizations that do this.
Right.
I mean, Trellis isn't the only one who can do a vendor evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
But it appeared, at least on the outside, that some of these firms could have a slight bias towards a particular vendor or two.
Yeah.
And one of the things they came to us and said, we want somebody who is unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have personal biases.
Sure.
We try as best we can to compartmentalize those and not have those affect.
Yeah.
We can't help but have some of those. But to run a structured process where we try to be as unbiased as possible, we are letting the credit union make the decision. We are not recommend. We don't even make recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We add structure so that they can, along the way, determine what is the best fit
mm-hmm.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to leave a vendor just to leave a vendor.
Right.
Unless they get unless they're gonna transform their business. If they're not gonna transform mm-hmm. their business to do something better, bigger, better,
yeah.
Don't move.
Right.
Yeah, don't
it's
move.
Not worth the
it's
pain
not worth
and the agony.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's quite an effort.
It is. And if they're gonna transform their business, it could be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things we can help.
Okay.
Because we do a lot of discovery up front. We don't just say, oh, you wanna do an RFP? Yeah, we got 50 questions, we got it all. No, we actually will interview you and find out what it is that you're really trying to do. Where are you trying to go?
Right.
What's your culture?
Okay.
All those things.
Okay.
So that we then match the RFP
mm-hmm.
to you
mm-hmm.
to then determine what's going to be the best marriage for you.
Gotcha. Why is this so important? Why is this type of service so important today? Is it because there's so many fintechs out there? There's so many vendors out there that somebody needs to like, you know what? We'll evaluate it for you because it's such an overwhelming job for a credit union, especially a credit union who may not have the resources to do such a thing. Is that part of the why?
Part of it. I think it's always been important. I don't know why people haven't maybe used these type of services as much in the past. I don't know if I have a really great answer for that one, other than actually there are fewer processor choices now than there were.
Like, yeah, you're right.
So 20 years ago, I think we counted 29 different payments processors
good,
that you could have had. Oh, yeah. Because there was Wesba and Neba, and I mean, there was always the UBBA. I mean, there were lots of names out there. A lot of those don't exist anymore. I worked for one of them.
Yeah.
TNB Card Services.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
As itself.
Yeah.
I mean, they were acquired by Fifth Third Processing, changed their name to Vantive,
mm-hmm.
acquired by WorldPay,
mm-hmm.
now being acquired by FIS.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Quite the acquisition chain there.
It is, and that's happened throughout our industry. There were, I think, 29 at one time. Now, it's less than 10, and most of them are going direct.
There's so it should be the other way around.
It
so.
Should be, but it's also created confusion out there.
Ah, okay, I got you now. Okay.
And when someone acquires, now, you know, WorldPay being acquired by FIS, what does that mean to people? Hard to know because neither one can really talk about it yet
mm-hmm.
until it is official.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's conjecture, but no one really knows. But that's going to shake things up.
Mm-hmm.
Fiserv acquiring First Data,
mm-hmm.
again, neither one can really talk about it
right.
yet. But your mind starts to kind of...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
Fewer choices, but now the choices are going to be potentially even more important because there's fewer to choose from.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then how does PSEU play in that? Because PSEU uses First Data.
Mm-hmm.
Fiserv is a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
It's a pickle for sure.
It is. And I'm not trying to pick on any of those.
It's just the way it is. That's the fact.
These
are the facts.
At least from... my perspective. That is nothing against PSU, the wonderful organization.
Of course.
I mean, they're a very good processor.
Of course.
But they do use someone on the back end. They've added their specials.
Well, yeah, and you got to put yourself in the credit union shoes. Like, what's their vantage point with all of this going on? You know?
Correct.
So that's where you guys come in. It's
correct.
Like, hey, you know what? We know what's going on in the industry, and we see, you know, we know these people. We know, we kind of got the inside track a little bit. So
as much as we can.
Yeah.
But trying to outguess the WorldPay FIS, the Fiserv First Data, I'm not going to try and outguess those things. because they can't talk about it.
Right. Right.
I don't know how much they can even meet internally to try to come up with a plan because they can't talk to the other. You know, there are certain things they can do and can't
right.
do.
Right.
That's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Great
mm-hmm.
organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually worked for many of those.
Okay.
Three of the four.
Okay.
In my lifetime. That's how long I've been doing payments. So.
Well, and that's another reason to get your advice, you know? So not that you, again, not that yeah. you know what's happening behind those closed doors.
Correct.
But you have a bit more information than just maybe the normal credit union does.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
And I will tell you again, good organizations. Excellent people
yeah.
in them.
I agree.
I have a lot of friends that still work at all
yes,
those organizations.
We all, this is a great industry. We're all, even though we hop around a little yeah. bit, we're all still friends. So
I'm trying not to burn a bridge.
He's doing a very good job of it.
Not going to burn a bridge.
I got you. So any more information on the strength of partnerships these days? Because that's such an asset to have, especially if you're a credit union. Because with the fast-paced technology and where payments is, the fast pace of payments, my gosh. So it's great to have these partnerships that that they can rely on.
If you have a vendor who's more of a partner, that's the thing I would strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone makes mistakes, whether it's a company, people. It's often how you react to those mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and it's that communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to fix this for you, and how am I going to keep this from happening
mm-hmm.
again?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important, is that partnership that allows you to have that, and that's what we're trying to help people get towards.
Okay.
Because there are vendors out there who aren't as good at communicating and aren't as good at fixing those things, and you shouldn't have to live with mediocrity or just accept the fact it's always been that way.
Yeah.
You know what? There are some excellent partners in our industry here who don't make you accept mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we would like to help
right.
get people to that next stage. How are you going to transform your business into something more powerful, better in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Let us help bridge that and
yeah.
take you on that journey.
Perfect. I think that's a good message to end on. Doug,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Vendor Evaluation Services. This is the guy to talk to. Go check him out.
Thank you.